The Carmichael Dave Show.
He's on the microphone when he's not on the microphone. He's playing a song, and when he's not playing a song, he's on the microphone, and then boom!
With Jason Ross.
No, he didn't! Yes, he did!
Call or text at 916-339-1140.
It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross on Sactown Sports.
I hear like a grunt out
from,
of you.
Oh, I don't think so.
Yeah, I had my headphones down, and like when you did it, I heard it.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, old man grunt.
Code of the tape. 2 days in a row.
Yeah.
I didn't think I did. Maybe it was Jay.
I'm still scarred from, I put a video up with Tom about a month ago, and it had to do with I was doing something in my car, and some guy noticed that I did an old man grunt when I got out. No, it was when I was sitting down. I think it just becomes...
Takes some work.
Yeah. We've talked before. Good morning, Jason. How are
good
you?
Good morning. I'm great, Dave. How are you?
I'm good. Jason Ross, Jay Mars, Carmen Dave. Wednesday, the 26th of July, as we inch ever so closer to relevancy and...
Interest. 5 months till Christmas.
Hey, listen.
Less than five.
Listen, I...
Put the tree up yesterday.
I'm here. I'm here for Christmas. I'm here for all of it. Get the decorations out of the garage, dust them off, add a little bit every year. That's why, I think that's a big reason why, like, old middle-aged men, older middle-aged men, you get into, like, the late 50s, 60s, all that. That's why they have the craziest decorations.
Just accrued them over time?
Yeah. Because you just don't throw any out unless they break, and they got to find something for everything. We just Christmasize our house.
Yeah.
Everything. Although, I have been for the last couple of years trying to convince my wife of many things. But, you know, they have those displays now where – and by the way, this sounds incredibly expensive. Anybody else out there has done it. It's not like the – it's not like a dollar, but it's not, you know, oh my God, where you have these decorations out front. It could be trees, right. Reindeer, Santa, all that.
Like the inflatable ones? Or the lights?
No, these are, yeah, the lights. Yeah. And then when people get close, or you could just have it over a speaker, that people get close, you can actually tune to a little, yeah. little radio station that is playing the music, or you just blast it out and it syncs up your lights with it,
yeah.
right? That's cool. Also, probably annoying after the first day to the neighbors.
Probably.
Maybe after the first hour.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that to the neighbors.
But you've thought about it.
Intensely.
Yeah.
Thought about it.
Like, what songs play? Christmas songs or other
yeah,
songs?
Yeah, Christmas songs. Although
or like our show.
The it would be, yes.
How great was that? Hey, look, they've got some sort of musical lighting thing. Let's turn on the frequency.
Right.
What are they doing?
What are they doing?
What's three for madness?
Good morning. Well, Santa lights up. I had a great ego moment yesterday. I was on the phone with a he's got to clear some. We have to take down a tree, basically. And I don't like doing it, but it's a sick tree. I don't like. I'm not. It's like hunting, but they can't fight back. Yeah. Not that a deer can fight back, but you get my point. Like I don't.
That would be scary.
Yeah. Right. Oh my goodness. We're just. Put them up. And I don't do it. I had to get this. I have to get this tree removed, and I'm talking to the guy on the phone. And he goes, "Hey, do I know you?" And I go, "I don't know. You know, you get this before a couple times here and there." And he goes, "You got a radio voice."
Mm.
And I go, I do radio. And he goes, oh, what's your name? And I go, well, I go by Carmichael Dave on the radio. He goes, oh, that's not who I thought you were.
Yeah, yeah, no, I don't think I've ever heard of you.
He's like, what station are you on? And I'm trying not to laugh because there's no way I'm going to explain it to him without sounding
yeah.
lame. But, you know, it was one of those like, okay, well, you know.
Oh, maybe I'll get a deal on this tree.
and then crushed down.
Maybe not.
Just smashed. Oh, that's not who I thought you were. What station? Are you here locally?
Yeah.
Yeah. No. That's a crusher. But, you know, what are you going to do?
That does happen.
It does.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's fine.
Yeah.
It's okay. Jay Mars, good morning. How are you?
Super. Thanks for asking.
Yeah. What's new?
You know, just another day in paradise, friend.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nope, this is Sacramento.
Nope. It's How do you know it's not paradise?
Greater Sacramento area.
Yeah, greater Sacramento. I have no updates, by the way.
Or is this the greater paradise area?
We're paradise country.
Yeah, we are paradise country. I have no updates on the Fresno State thing kind of died down for now.
Paradise Country seems like a country station in like the middle of Mississippi. Ah, Paradise Country 104. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They also own WAC 100.
WAC 100.
Yeah.
It's a hell of a cluster.
Yeah. So,
called a cluster.
Chase.
Cluster Paradise.
Yeah.
Movie week continued with the kids. As they go back to school in a couple weeks, so we're trying to watch a movie every night.
What terrible movie did they see? Encino Man?
Well, you know. My wife and I are getting into this, by the way, because I kind of smashed her Monday. That's the bad choice of words on this argument.
Congrats.
I said the whole, like, I know, right?
That was fun.
16 years of marriage. because I'd said, we were arguing about stuff to watch, and she was watching the Dirty Butt Show again, and I wanted to watch the movie, Naked and Afraid.
Yeah,
and
the movie.
The movie of the night. And so the kids, and they, you know, she just kind of started pouting. And I finally just said, look, if you took all the time that – because we have the family TV room, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you took all the time, the programming that was on this TV from the inception of us getting this TV, and it was programming you wanted and programming I wanted – where do you think that percentage lies? Because I'm going to tell you right now, it's like 90-10. And sports don't count because that's mutual. She'll have the game on, you know, more than I will half the time. And it made sense to her, I think, to the point where, because I know I had a great point because she got madder at me. And that's usually when I'm winning.
That's the real win,
It really is. And then she tried to sell me on the whole, well, the kids like what I like. It was like, no, the kids have to like what you like. You are their teacher. You're teaching them to watch Dirty Butts and Pimple Popping and the what's the other one?
Jeopardy.
Jeopardy, which is, you know, that's like the one where
it's family.
No.
Okay. You know, like I can at least there's some form of education that goes on in that. But here's my, like I roll and I'm like, hey, let's watch Cosmos. Let's watch this David Attenborough. I like stuff where history of ancient Egypt, you know, stuff where the kids can learn something at least in a fun way. And they're like, you know, boring. And then, you know, Melissa, if I end up winning, that's when, you know, Dr. Bourbon Face comes in and she's passed out by 9 p.m. because she does not want to watch what I want to watch. Last night we got a movie, or we agreed on a movie. I'm curious. I actually, when I started watching this, I thought about this segment. And I went, you know what? I'm curious as to what Jason and Jay's take on this movie is, because I'm fairly confident. I'm confident at least one of you have seen this. I'm sort of confident both of you have seen it.
Oh.
It's the directorial debut of Tom Hanks in the movie That Thing You Do.
I love That Thing You Do.
I've seen that.
I thought you would.
Excellent movie.
Jason?
I've seen it. Seen it once.
Once.
And don't I mean, I remember liking it, but I don't have a lot of
recollection. I've watched it multiple times.
I have too. I hadn't seen it in years. And you know what? It was enjoyable.
It holds up.
It does. And then I had forgotten a couple of things that had been so long. Number one, I completely forgot that prime, like, what would you call it?
Steve Zahn?
Steve Zahn was in it, yes, and was great in it. But just prime, you know, MVP year Charlize Theron was in it.
Yeah, Charlize Theron.
As dudes.
Fell in love with her dentist.
I have to make an adjustment. I confused movies. I have not seen it.
Really?
Yeah, I was thinking of the one. Tom Hanks is running down Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, Now You See Me, Now You Don't? Or?
Catch Me If You Can.
Catch Me If You Can. That's what I was thinking of. I've not seen that thing yet.
You should.
Jason, you of all people.
I agree with what you're going
to
say.
Let me get to Ted Lasso first.
Ted Lasso, yeah. Wow. Is season one even? Ted Lasso?
No? That Thing You Do, a little quicker watch.
Yeah, it is. And it's a cute movie. It's a fine.
It's well done.
Yes.
It's a fun hour and a half, 2 hours.
Absolutely. I'd forgotten. Yeah, she fell in love with her dentist.
Yes.
And I was pointing out that, of course, Melissa has to say, that's who daddy's crush is. And then my daughter's like, she's not that good looking. I'm like,
are we doing this? Like, yeah, how are you going to drag Charlize Theron?
My daughter's in contrarian mode right now. And I just have to basically head it off in the past.
Were Tom and Rita married pre that movie post that movie?
I'm pretty sure they're married.
They've been married a long time.
Yeah,
that movie came out a long time ago.
They've been married forever.
By the way, on your description of the household watching of television, I'm curious what Jay would say, but if you're watching your Cosmos and, anti-war, whatever movies you're watching.
Anti-war.
Well, what did you say? You said Cosmos.
Cosmos or History of Egypt. Yeah. Or, something, whatever.
Yeah. And Melissa's in the other room. I'm with Team Melissa.
Well.
Jay, where are you?
I don't hate you for it, I guess.
I'm Team Dave. I don't tell people how to entertain themselves, how to raise their children, but man, when you said the Jeopardy thing, that threw up some red flags.
But that's
Jeopardy thing.
Dave's going to defend Jeopardy.
Yeah, that's what threw up the flag?
You're raising your kids to be geriatric at 20.
A little. That's interesting.
I got Final Jeopardy last night.
Did you?
I never do.
Do you remember what the question was?
Yes. Oh, I remember the answer.
Oh, you don't remember the question?
It was a compound word. And it was tied to sports, and it basically was superstar. That was easy.
You know, the fun thing about Jeopardy is sometimes the sports questions are the ones that stump them the most.
Yes.
And you're just rolling through. You're like, I could be on. Yeah, wait till you get to art history, doofus.
Right.
Wait till you get to history, pages of the Bible.
Right.
Art history.
Mayan civilization.
Right. Like, okay.
Then it'll pay the stuff that you've watched.
That's exactly right.
Anti-war.
We'll take a break. All those anti-war programs I'm watching. What's it good for? When we return, things are looking...
It's pretty good for the economy, though, history show.
I was going to say pretty good for the economy. I was going to say things are looking pretty good at Niners training camp.
I don't understand.
Giants and A's, and the game was secondary. We'll tell you why. And the USA and Netherlands Women's World Cup.
Woo!
This time, it's for real. All of that coming up, leading off next. Next.
Running it back.
He's got the bucket at the buzzer. Harrison Barnes, Alex Lynn just went above the iron with a two-hand throwdown. And that was as nasty as we've seen him in a Kings uniform.
And welcoming some new faces.
Oh, and here comes Vezenko. He gets the big finish.
Fisher rejected by Mr. Vezenko.
Keep it locked on Sactown Sports at SactownSports.com for the latest Kings news.
Let's do it.
Leading off, the three top stories in the morning.
Huge news. This is very important.
Here's cut number one.
Brock's cleared and ready to go. He's been cleared. He's going to be without restrictions. Now, having said that, we're sticking and we're adhering to a plan that's been put in place for some time. And he got after it the last couple days. We upped his pitch count, so it was kind of the peak of the buildup. And so he'll take off day one. But we believe in that plan. So he's cleared without restriction. There will be some time off, due to pitch count and all that, sticking to the plan. But the great news is Brock has worked his tail off, and he's ready to go.
Not to be that guy.
But
if you're, first off, John Lynch needs to learn a microphone. secondly, if you're cleared without restrictions
yet,
why are you on a pitch count and they're going to adhere to the plan? Like,
because there's restrictions.
But no. He said he's clear without restrictions.
Well, maybe he's clear without restrictions, but the team is implementing its
own restrictions,
pitch count and guidelines.
I guess you either have restrictions or you don't have restrictions, John Lynch. And if he's going to lie about that, what else is he lying about?
Yeah.
What's the, as MC would say on the chat, what's the real truth here?
Yeah, you're grounded. You can't drive the car except for Wednesdays through the weekend.
That means you are not completely grounded, and you can drive the car. I don't know what to believe.
Listen to what I'm saying.
I did. You know what? Is it John Lynch or is this the mainstream media?
I think he's hurt.
I think, honestly, he doesn't have an arm. Did you Did anyone else notice yesterday that all the shots of Brock Purdy, pictures and video, were from like his left side?
Right.
You could see his left arm. No proof. You could not see the right arm.
No proof that he can do it.
What if he has no arm? Like literally, and that is, he has learned to throw left-handed. I don't know, yeah. But that's why we have Emil Fragoso.
That's right.
He's going to be down at training camp again. Yeah, he will know.
Yeah.
Taking the old Amtrak down and back to Santa Clara each and every day at training camp. I think everybody at SacktownSports.com or everybody going there, you know, it's, I want
to
point
taking
this out.
Taking a train to training camp. How did that's we miss right. out on that?
That's a great point. And how did Amtrak? Training camp. Yeah, why don't they call it like, hey, taking the train in camp?
Yeah. That'd be a great promotion for them. Hey, another organization you can do marketing for.
That's right. Bring them right here on the show. And by the way, we're welcoming in another new sponsor today a little bit later on in the program. Yeah. When Emil writes on SackdownSports.com, he's not just like, no offense to the guy, but he's not the guy that's like sitting at home watching tape. Like he's at every, he goes from Sacramento down to training camp. Like every day.
Mm-hmm.
And then goes home and watches tape.
Like he is there every single day. So, of course, Sacktown Sports, your home of the Niners, our inaugural year broadcasting the Niners. And folks like Emil and the rest of our wonderful digital staff down there getting you all the latest. But listen, if Brock Purdy's back and there's no restrictions, so he's QB1, there's no, is there no contest? Is there no competition? Is he QB1 and that's it? And
I can't trust John Lynch. I don't know.
I can't either. And honestly, maybe just the competitions for QB2.
Yeah.
Between Sam Darnold and Trey Lance.
I think they should play too. Not in the way we've been talking about it, but take a other position player out. Take out a receiver. And just put two QBs
just
in.
Just put two QBs in.
And just like, hey, I don't know what we're going to do.
What's the name of the fourth QB? I don't know.
Brandon Allen.
Yeah, Brandon. Can you catch? How are you across the middle?
They call him Route Running Brandon for a reason.
Yeah.
Is that
your,
so?
How's your yak?
Number two.
And that hit has been a double. It is. The pitch outside. Two balls and no strikes. So you can hear the chant in the background of Sell the Team.
Oh. I thought it was Light the Beam. I'm like, they can't do that.
Okay, so I have heard at different times, this is like Laurel and Yanny, like I have heard, they're chanting Sell the Team, but the cadence was a little bit off at times, because you know, it's A's and Giants fans, they haven't had a lot of time to practice. I too heard Light the Beam.
Mm-hmm.
I also heard Beat LA in there. And I think it's just because my brain is used to that chant at that stadium. Giants and A's fans united, it wasn't just that, the Sell the Team chant. Giants staff were actually helping A's fans pass out Sell the Team cards and stuff.
Oh, that's nice.
It was so cool. You heard Dwayne Kuiper there in the Giants broadcast that was pointing it out because they don't care what John Fisher going to do to them. Later on in the show, we're going to play the audio of the A's broadcast with, I believe it was Johnny Doskow and Dallas Braden on the call. In the business, we have something that there's something called laying out, where a great play happens and the announcer just shuts up and lets the crowd tell the story. That's called laying out. Well, they laid out for pretty much an entire at-bat. No one ball, two strikes, nothing. They were 100% quiet as the cameras panned around the stadium and all you could hear was Sell the Team. And I try to do this as much as possible because I don't think – and I don't blame folks who aren't broadcasters, really, to notice. Some do. The incredible amount of courage and bravery, and I'm using that in this sense, of the entire broadcast team. And I'm talking not just Dallas and Johnny, but I'm talking about the producers, the directors, the camera folk. That is a preconceived, that is not an accident. And they're all risking themselves a little bit. And I guess I'm sensitive to it, Jason, because I remember when the Kings were moving, all the people from the Craig Amazines to the Grants to the Hughes to the whoever that were risking and sticking their necks out. And I think that's, you know, look, true courage is like war and stuff. Don't get me wrong. But like a lesser scale, that's courageous. And I really want to shout them out because I don't think people notice that. Like, that's super cool that they're doing that. And that's 100% for the fans.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I'm glad that they were able to come together like that. Not only TV, but fans. And that's great.
That's great. Yeah. We'll have more on that later. Number three.
Cut number three.
Women's World Cup.
Must win.
You know what? This one, you just have to come away with a victory. Netherlands.
Any acceptable reason to ever lose to the Dutch?
No. And I hate the Dutch.
Haven't you?
I hate
long-standing war with the Dutch.
I do. I hate people who are intolerant of others' cultures and the Dutch.
Yeah.
You know? But they are the probably second best team in that
second movie reference today. I'm on fire.
Look at you, well done, U.S. Netherlands, and you know it is just a soccer world right now. Russ must be just rolling around naked in a bowl of Jell-O. So he's so happy.
Wouldn't he be the guy that's like anti World Cup because it's not like soccery enough? It's too mainstream soccer. Like too many people watch it that pisses him off because that means casuals are gonna have takes and he's just gonna light.
You know what? You're joking, but you're not. That's exactly what you know.
So he's no longer in that Jell-O.
I think if it got too big, he'd just be like, soccer sold out, bro.
World Cup's overrated.
It's overrated, man. That's
it's
not
just for sponsors now.
It's not real soccer. Real soccer. You want real soccer? Try League Three, England.
Yeah.
That's where the real games are.
Guys try to murder each other, actually. Exactly. That's soccer.
That is soccer, bro. I just love Dragon Rust. But I kid because it's accurate. We'll take a break when we come back. Safe or out. The Mariners won, but there's more to the story there. Mm-hmm. Something that hasn't happened in 32 years. The Anaheim, California of Los Angeles Angels. There's more there. And also... on this day in 1991, this happened. What? Stick around. Find out. Safe or out. Sactown Sports.
Catch the Oakland A's every weekend on Sactown Sports. Friday nights, Saturdays, and Sundays.
Thinking that's going to get down for a hit. Around third to score is Tony Kemp. And the A's have taken the lead. Edge of the track makes the catch. And the Athletics get a great win.
Sactown Sports, your weekend home for the Oakland A's.
Sactown Sports coverage of the Oakland A's is brought to you by Xfinity 10G, the next generation network.
The Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross
on Sactown Sports.
So it's funny, it was a, kind of like a, not an open contest, but as the word of this movie, The Thing You Do, spread around, if I understand the story correctly, they were looking for a song, an original song. This takes place in the mid-60s, I believe, and they couldn't find it, and then just kind of as an exercise, if you will, the late, I forget his name, Adam Schlesinger, I think. The late lead singer of Fountains of Wayne, the band Fountains of Wayne, put this song together. And it in the movie, I think it climbed as high as number two on the Billboard charts. But in real life,
Does it get to one?
No, it got to two. It got to two. I only know that because I was reading about it last night. It got to number 41, I think, in real life, which... this is back, I think, in the late 90s.
Mid-90s.
And it goes back to the question I always ask, which is, you know, like if the Beatles came out today and were a new band, but same exact music, how would it go? This song is a 60s song.
Yeah. In the 90s.
It was in the mid-90s, and yeah, it got into almost the top 40 on actual music. It's a really, really cool song. And the way they do the movie, too, is because the movie is basically based around this one song. There's a couple others in there, but this one song, they somehow make it so that it's not, by the end of the movie, you're not sitting there going, ugh.
Yeah.
Also, outside of that song, pretty good soundtrack.
It was a good soundtrack. It was a good story. It was a really good story. If you haven't seen That Thing You Do, which was our movie du jour, last night. It was either that or my daughter, for some reason, wants to watch Say Anything with John Cusack.
Oh, that's a great movie.
It's fun, yeah.
Yes, well, I say it's great. Yeah. You know what? I haven't seen it, and I remember loving it as a kid. I don't know if it's great.
It's the, you know, it's my sister's influence. Safe or out right now.
Safe or out. It's time to go around baseball. Three pitches, three swings.
It's safe or out on the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross.
All right, safe or out, Jay Mars. Question one.
Last night, the Mariners won for the first time since 1991 in a road game when trailing by four-plus runs after eight innings. It had been 580 straight innings prior to that. Safe or out, baseball is the weirdest streaks in any sport.
Strictly speaking, I would say mixed martial arts has the weirdest streaks of any sport. If you've never seen them, you, trust me.
Mm.
Hey, look, somebody gets knocked unconscious, things happen.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's what Jay was referring to. Yeah, they do, because baseball is... Which is why I think baseball also attracts the most nerds, and I say that lovingly. Yeah. You know, I'm a nerd when it comes to numbers and stuff like that. It's a very numerically based yes. sport, and that's why people freak out anytime there's a change to anything. Yeah, you're going to, I mean, you know, on any given night, you're going to be like, oh, since 1965, only two teams have come back from seven runs down in the third inning plus when they have a collective batting average of under 230. And now that you have the internet and search engines and specific search algorithms that can bring anything up, you know, back in the days when, like, Creighton Sanders was doing sports for Channel 3, he wasn't sitting there rolling through every batter since then. Now you can just type in parameters and boom, there you go. It's even crazier.
Yeah, 100% this is safe because that's right. You can factor in just about anything, and I would have never guessed, you know, not that the Mariners are this most amazing franchise, but... That's just a crazy and bizarre stat in and of itself. And the fact that it was broken yesterday, bizarre, all of it. Yeah, safe baseball.
Number two.
Safe or out.
The Angels currently remain four games out of the final wild card spot in the American League. Safe or out, not only will the Angels hold on to Shohei Ohtani, but they'll be buyers at the trade deadline.
Like, honestly, if you gave me a choice between the Angels will trade Ohtani by the trade deadline or will be buyers by the trade deadline, which is basically what this question is, I would say safe, because that just sounds like Artie Moreno. It sounds to me like his move's going to be, let's buy a couple people, let's see if we can't get in the playoffs, and that's going to give us our best chance to re-sign Shohei Ohtani. I'm not necessarily saying that's the worst strategy. It's just an Artie Moreno strategy, the owner of the Angels. Sounds like something he'd do.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think in the end he will be there, whether the Angels do anything with their buying. Speaking of stats, I heard this one yesterday with baseball. I could have the year wrong. It's either since 2016 or 2017. You realize the Angels are the only team in all of baseball that haven't finished 500 or above.
Since when?
Like 2017 or 16.
You're kidding me.
The only one. That's like the Pirates, the Orioles. Pick your bad organizations.
White Sox.
And they have, in that time, the entirety of Mike Trout. They've had Shohei. They had Pujols. They have Rendon.
You say, during that time, that's like 90% Ohtani time.
And Rendon.
Yeah. Now, they've barely missed. Like, they've been like 78 and 84.
Right.
But they've been, like, of all every single team, it's them. That doesn't even seem right.
That's so freaking bad, dude. That's so... That is a crazy stat.
Yeah.
Because
it's either 2016 or 2017.
Because they've arguably had...
They had Ohtani since, what, 18?
Something like that. Trout the entire time. Pujols, a majority of that. Rendon, like I said, and other people, they've... Yeah.
So they have arguably had two of the top five players in baseball.
Yeah. And part of that, they were managed by, oh my gosh, I just blanked on his name. That was
Joe Maddon.
Joe Maddon, who's considered one of the, you know, great baseball minds.
And Madden's gone now, right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's his fault.
Yes.
That is a...
Anyway.
Joe Maddon's told a few tales of his time in with the Angels organization. Not great.
You know what? I wonder what the Angels' record is since they switched from California and then switched from Anaheim. Like, maybe that's part of it, too.
Well, the funny thing is, I think we talked about this
L's
last
in
week.
LA.
The L's.
They won the World Series in 02. Artie Moreno buys them in, I believe, May of 03, and it's just been
Woof.
Downhill ever since.
Yeah, I certainly remember the year before that.
Something happened there?
Yeah, someone decided to take Russ Ortiz out in the seventh inning.
Huh.
Yeah. Yep.
I'll do some research on who that
was. Also, former program director Kevin Sheritz called me with two innings left to congratulate me on my Giants winning the title. Still have not forgiven him. He is the mush of all mushes. Number three.
Safe or out.
On this day in 1991, Expos starter and former Giants bullpen coach Mark Gardner no-hit the Dodgers through nine, only to lose the no-hit bid in the 10th.
Mm.
Safe or out, we'll never see another starter take a no-hitter into extras again.
I'm going to say out with the advancement of medicine and sports, but more importantly, how sports are cyclical. I do think that things will cycle back there someday. It's just a matter
really?
Of time.
Like we'll get guys throwing 150 pitches?
I don't know that we'll get guys throwing. I don't think we'll get people throwing 150 pitches necessarily, but I could see somebody carrying a no-hitter with 94 pitches, you know, the old Greg Maddux. This is the Harvey Haddix move, the old Pittsburgh Pirates, look them up, where you carry that through and don't get it. It's unfortunate. Also, it brings up the question, if you go nine innings of no-hit ball, should it be a no-hitter regardless of what happens afterwards?
Speaking of, like, in the nuance of that, like the nerdiness of baseball, let's say you've got a perfect game through nine.
Yeah.
And the way baseball's played now, and you get to 10, and they put a runner on second, like, do you have a perfect game still?
That's an excellent question, Jason Ross. Yeah. That would, like, break your perfect game. It's not even your fault.
Like, there's a runner on. I didn't get the runner on there.
Also, your teammates suck. If you throw a perfect game, they can't get you all run.
I'm yelling at all of them.
Yeah.
We'll take a break. When we come back, the Chargers sign Justin Herbert to a massive extension. Massive extension. I'll tell you what it is. Was it earned? We'll do that next.
The NFL season is right around the corner.
And Sactown Sports is your new home for the San Francisco 49ers.
Intercepted and coming back the other way. Talanoa Hufanga. Touchdown! San Francisco!
The big, bad wolf.
Catch every 49ers game this season on Sactown Sports.
The Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross.
Call or text at 916-339-1140.
On Sactown Sports.
Fountains of Wayne, Stacy's mom.
It's got it going on.
Yeah, it's got it going on. And a weird musical, weird thing that I actually discovered last night when I was going down this rabbit hole. Not only did Fountains of Wayne, who did Stacy's mom, not only did the band Bowling for Soup also do a cover of Stacy's mom, but they also both did a cover of Britney Spears' Baby One More Time. I prefer the Fountains of Wayne version, but Bowling for Soup, a fun little late 90s, early 2000s band, Jason.
Fun.
A lot of money being thrown around. And this has really got to be ticking off running backs.
Yeah, exactly.
They're looking at right Jaylen Brown. They're looking at, Kylian Mbappe's billion-dollar offer. And they're looking around their own league, the NFL. 5 years, $262.5 million for Justin Herbert of the Chargers. $133.7 fully guaranteed. $193.7 in injury guarantees. And a no-trade clause.
Okay.
I mean, at that point, if you're the Los Angeles Chargers here, you're going, you know what, we are generally a poopy team, and we found this guy, and he's great, and we just want to hold on to him, and we're pretty sure, other than devastating injury, knock on wood, it's not like we're trading this guy, it's not like we're releasing this guy, so let's go.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some conversations about, obviously, well, you know, what has he done, what has the team done? They gotta surround him a little bit more and work on that. But quarterback is the most important position in sports, and they have solidified their quarterback.
Yeah, they know who they got. They've got a guy they love. He has been bragged about and talked about, and he should be. Mm-hmm. But at some point, you know, when we give maybe some shade to quarterbacks, well, they win, but I don't know where their stats are. Well, they get to the team to the playoffs. Here's a guy who's had great stats.
Yes.
And until last year hadn't had a team to the playoffs, but they had that playoff meltdown against Jacksonville.
They did.
So I think one of the interesting things to watch this year, along with Herbert, is the AFC quarterbacks, because I think all the best ones are there.
Yes.
And so if you think Rodgers or Mahomes or Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Herbert, Burrow, like they all can't be all pro. They all can't win MVP. No. And some of these guys are going to be blocking each other out of part of their legacy year. So, but that's the way it's stacked up right now.
It is really interesting to do a – and it's an impossible question to answer, of course, but who is the best out of all of them?
I think most people would say Mahomes, but, I mean, Josh Allen's great. Aaron Rodgers' career has been amazing.
I apologize. I wasn't thinking of Mahomes. I'm thinking of Burrow, Allen, Herbert.
Lamar Jackson.
Lamar. I guess some people would want to put Trevor Lawrence in there.
I don't know.
Although Tua. Tua. I don't think you can answer who's the best.
Yeah. And you still have, like, Russell Wilson. I know he didn't have a great year, but, I mean, you think about career.
I would put Justin Herbert up against any of them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I do think it's hard to say when you're talking about this massive contract and he's all over the news. I think Justin Herbert's like weirdly underrated because he's played for the Chargers, and this is a fact here. The Los Angeles Chargers, in a city with another football team, are the third most popular NFL team in their city behind the Raiders and the Rams.
Yeah.
He's toiling in near obscurity, but his numbers are insane. And when you look at what he has to work with, honestly, with the exception of Austin Eckler, I'm not going to say it's trash. It's not, but it's certainly nowhere near what a lot of these other teams have to work with.
Yeah, I feel like the Chargers are like the Angels, where in that city, you know, you've got he's name power in Herbert, but like, who else really knows him in that community? They're never terrible.
Right.
They invent ways to lose, though. That team, I feel like, has had some of the worst losses in the last 10 years.
Yes.
Games that have just been taken from them. And they seemingly always start, like, this is their year. Here they go. This is the year. And then they melt down.
10-7 last year. 9-8 the year before. 7-9 the year before, and 5-11 the year before that. So the argument there is that every year they've gotten better. Every year they've advanced a little bit more. And when you look at the Chargers' depth chart, look, it's not terrible. Austin Eckler's one of the best running backs in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, Quentin Johnston, and Gerald Everett, your tight end. Now, that's not terrible.
Right.
Keenan Allen's a perfectly fine wide receiver, but I think ideally a number two. Mike Williams is a guy that four times a year has it. You know, Mike Williams is pretty much trying to take Clemson, the Sammy Watkins torch of guy that will have four amazing games a year, and then everyone picks him up in their fantasy league. And not that I've ever done that or am upset about it, but yeah, it would be very interesting, and it goes back to the old thought exercise. Take these teams, and I don't want to discount what Patrick Mahomes does. And I think it's important to understand, and it's important to point out, to give Patrick Mahomes the proper amount of credit, that when you look at the Kansas City Chiefs, look, they're going into this year, and their receivers are Kadarius Toney, Valdez Scantling, Sky Moore, and then, of course, Travis Kelce. Now, Travis Kelce is all world. That's not on paper an even average receiving.
He's made them better.
He makes them better. Andy Reid makes them better. And it's not like he's going out there. You know, Patrick Mahomes with the Niners receivers, for example, would just be stupid. But then you go, well, okay, but what if you put Justin Herbert on that team? You know, what if you put Josh Allen on that team? What if you put Justin Herbert on Josh Allen's team, where at least he has Stephon Diggs and he actually has a few other receivers, one in particular and a tight end, that are fantastic. they need to give Justin this is a meaningless contract if they don't give Justin Herbert some serious help.
Yeah.
He needs help.
Yeah. But, I mean, they had to do it. They've identified that they've got their quarterback. All these other teams that are still trying to find a quarterback, they've got their guy.
And when we talk about the Niners, it is interesting when you look at a team like the Chargers and a team like the Niners. They're almost polar opposites in the sense that the 49ers have the best skill position collection in the entire NFL and have a big giant question mark at quarterback, mm-hmm. no offense to Brock Purdy. Whereas a team like the Chargers, their question marks are everywhere else but running back, but they've got the quarterback they want. It just goes to show you, again, damn you, Solomon Thomas. You know, if the Niners could have managed to grab just that one guy, Trey Lance been that Josh Allen, that Justin Herbert, and who knows, maybe he will, it's a whole different ballgame and why it is so important. Because Justin Herbert has, I don't want to say single-handedly led that team, because he has not, and we're also not allowing for the Chargers' defense. When you have a defense with Derwin James, Asante Samuel, and Joey Bosa, you're going to do a couple of things. But and by the way, I forgot they got Khalil Mack. Is Khalil Mack washed?
I don't know. Getting closer there though.
32 years old, Khalil. Wow. And played in all 17 games last year. I think it's a little bit of a comeback year.
Washed a Jace.
Is he 17 games? He had 8 sacks. His career high is 12.5.
That's what I'm saying. Washed a Jace.
Well, Jace is right here. What are you talking about?
No, add Jace.
Oh, I got you.
I was washed.
We'll take a break here in a second. We got a lot more to do. A's Giants. This is going to be interesting to talk about with the sell the team.
Yes.
It's starting to get a little Kingsy vibe here, and I like that. And the energy in the crowd was absolutely palpable last night. And maybe part of that reason was because of the energy that you get from our friends at American Energy Heating and Air. Who knows? Maybe they inquired. Maybe they inquired and said, hey, how can we figure this thing out? How can we unite? Because that's what American Energy Heating and Air will do. They will unite you with your pocketbook. Make sure you're getting the best deal available, whether it's an AC tune-up, a new AC, new unit in general. I mean, look, I'm being honest. At some point, we're going to be talking about winter. We're not there yet. And right now, their free quoting tool they've got online at AmericanEnergyAir.com. You can get a quote on a new unit without even anybody coming out to your house. You can just do it while you're surfing around at 3 a.m. watching Seinfeld reruns. It's perfect. I don't know. Whatever's on at 3 a.m. In addition to that, I want to remind you, they're hiring. They're hiring technicians. Now, I'm not going to take all the credit for the boom in business they have and the reason why they need more technicians, but I'm not going to not take credit either. It's a partnership here. But more and more people are acknowledging and realizing that American Energy, being a locally owned company, serving the greater Sacramento area since 1981, having an A+ with the Better Business Bureau, more and more are using them properly and rightfully so. So go work for them. They'll train and coach you. They offer great pay, health benefits, retirement, 401k, paid leave, and a sign-on bonus if you already got experience. What an opportunity. That's what we're here for. Not just sharing our partners with you, but also curing unemployment one person at a time. American Energy, 520-9990. That's 916-520-9990. Give them a call today. Tell them you want a job, or tell them you want a quote, or tell them you want a new AC or HVAC unit. Don't Carmichael Dave sent you. AmericanEnergyAir.com. Making the uncomfortable comfortable. Light the beam chance in San Francisco. Nope, wait, that's sell the team chance in San Francisco. A's and Giants fans unite. We'll talk about it next.
It's Whitey and Watkins on Sacktown Sports.
Twitter's pretty solid. If you'd leave it alone.
Like, why can't there just be, like, an app for sports specifically?
What all the discords?
Takes. How about that?
As for the Takes app, Chris Watkins just got a slap in the face of reality here. How's it going?
It already exists.
What?
It's Whitey and Watkins from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Sacktown Sports.